My next interview is on the line. His name is Nachshon Aloni. He is the CEO, founder, chairman of Yahav Educating for Zionism and a strategic leader and innovator. He's also an expert in social impact, education, and community development. Shalom, Nachshon. Thanks for being with us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Shalom, and thanks for having me.
So I believe you are coming to South Africa. You're going to partake in the Aliyah Expo, which is happening now in September. Why are you coming specifically, and what are you bringing to the party?
So first of all, I'm really happy to come to South Africa, come again. I'll be there at the Aliyah Expo between the 14th and the 15th of September. And I'm coming as the partnership director of Yigal Alon Center. That's a museum and educational center in Israel, in the Sea of Galilee, next to the Sea of Galilee, Kibbutz Gan Osar. And basically, thanks for the information that you just gave about me. I'm trying to bring hope, trying to bring, I don't know, a few things that try to to bring a better picture of what's happening now in Israel for the people sitting or living abroad, trying to bring the futuristic leaders of Israel and the responsibility that we're trying to take now ever since October 7th happened.
It's a difficult sell right now, difficult place to be, Israel. You've been through 2 years of hell. Is there a good story to tell?
Let's say it's a complicated one. And let's say that I think that also your place is really complicated, and also you're doing a very good job. And, when we're talking about Israel, I think that this is, as bad as it sounds, it's not the first time that we are struggling and facing a bad or a very complicated situation. But I really want to speak, and this is what I'm trying to come to speak about in the Aliyah Expo, about the people, about that the young generation are trying to take responsibility, trying to lead this country or this people or the Jewish people to a better future, or what the Zionism movement was built about.
Nachshon, it's just interesting to me, and I'm wondering whether there is bandwidth for your message in diaspora communities, probably in South Africa, because we're quite a special community. But I'm thinking the schism, the split between the diaspora and Israel seems to be deeper and more significant than it has ever been in my lifetime. And I'm wondering to what extent your message is going to be received by young American students at New York universities.
So that's the most complicated issue or subject. I was about to be the emissary. Like, my wife and me were supposed to come to South Africa, to Cape Town, on November 2023. Yeah. Eventually, unfortunately, we didn't come because of the war and what happened. And I think that what we're trying to do now in Israel is to show an alternative or a different face or a different situation, again, of the people, of what we're trying to do, to show that Zionism isn't racism, to show that Zionism is about values, is about how to build Chavrat Mofet, how to once again tell the story that it's not just about what you see in the media or what you know about the fighting, but it is very, very, it's not easy, let's say like that.
Nachshon, do you not think to a certain extent that Zionism has served its purpose, it's been vindicated, it's won, and that perhaps there isn't space for it anymore, in that Israel is an enormous, enormous economic and political success today in the world? You really don't need 50 South African Jews coming to live in Israel. It's going to make no difference either way. Do you not think its mission has been accomplished?
So that's a very good question, and I'm really happy that you actually asked the question, because when they started to speak about Zionism, the first mission was to build a national home for the Jewish people in the state of Israel. But I think that when we speak about Zionism, when we speak about Israel, we also need to speak about morality. We need to speak about, like I said, about values. And I think that our job is not done. I don't think that it's enough to have this, piece of land. It's about the society we built. It's about the future of our kids. It's about the Jewish people. It's not just about the people who lives in Israel. And I think that, again, for your question, one of the biggest issues or one of the biggest problems that we're facing now, it's what you said about the differences between the world Jewry and the Jews that lives in Israel. And this is, I think we have a lot of work to do concerning that.
You know, this is a safe space because I'm with you on 90% of what you're saying. And I'm a self-declared very proud Zionist. But I look at decisions made by the Israeli government and my heart breaks. I look at the coalition that Netanyahu chose to do. You know, they've always said to me 80% of Israelis agree on 80% of the issues. Why then partner with the most extreme forces in Israeli society and build the most right-wing coalition in Israeli history and alienate 50% of the population? I just don't understand it. Why does Israel seem to be splitting apart rather than coming together?
So again, I'm not the spokesperson of this government, not speaking about as a member of the coalition, and I'm speaking about and from my point of view, and the things that I'm doing, the work that I'm doing is of the people. I'm just a citizen in Israel. I'm trying to build the same, build upon the same values that my ancestor came to. I'm living in a kibbutz. I was born and raised in a kibbutz in the center of Israel. And my grandparents, that they came from Egypt and from Poland, they came in order to build not just a night shelter in Israel, to have, you know, this safe place, but also to speak and to live something else. I think that what happened now is, you know, it's not, I'm not the one who's speaking of or about this coalition, or I don't necessarily have to agree with what they're doing. But one of the purpose for me for coming to this Aliyah Expo, and the reason that I'm going, you know, abroad to, I just been for last, in last November, I went to Australia, and in last May I was in the UK. To speak to the people, to speak to the Jewish communities, and to tell them once again, we need you. We need you to work with us. I'm not speaking about the politicians. I'm not speaking about the coalition. I'm speaking as the people who serve, work, who want to live his normal life. And I think that we're trying to do as best as we can in order to do and to work about what I'm doing, what I'm saying.
So when you come to South Africa, who are you hoping that your audience would be? Are you looking for youngsters between 18 and 21? Are you looking for professionals? What is it that you are hoping you'll get to meet here?
So actually, I'm hoping to meet you all. I'm hoping to meet the young generation, of course, because I think that when I came to South Africa in December 2022, one of the questions that I was asked about was how can I do, basically it's kind of the question that you just asked me about, how can I educate for Zionism and if Zionism isn't racism and etc. And I'm trying to show them that there is a very good people and a very activist people in Israel are trying to rebuild. Because of what happened in October 7th, we need you guys, okay? And it's not just about Aliyah; it's also about the connecting or reconnect to Israel with birthrights and Masai and programs. So this is for the young generation, but also for professional, for people who used to work with Israel or ex movements or people between. So just try to speak to everyone, and this is basically what I'm trying to do each and every day that I'm working in. Trying to rebuild, trying to reconnect, and to see. I'm not just coming to speak and to, you know, to lecture. I want to hear what are the necessities, what are the needs of this community that I really, like you just said at the beginning, I really, really, really like the community of the South Africans. And I'm actually really, I'm really excited to come once again.
You know, it's interesting to me, and again, this is just a personal view, but I always think that as South African Jews, we've kind of known where we stood in society. There are no shocks here. We're very aware of the political dynamics, who thinks what, and we're quite aware of our place in it. I think if you compare ourselves to Jews specifically in, say, the United States of America or Australia or France or Belgium, where the carpet has been taken out from under them, I think their communities in way more crisis than we are, because as I say, we kind of knew our place. We never thought thought there'd be 20,000 or 100,000 people marching over the Sydney Bridge or demonstrating on October the 8th against Israel before Israel had done anything. How were you received in a country like Australia?
I think, again, I'm saying in modesty, but I think that the community in South Africa and the community in Australia, it's not that this is the same, but it's quite, they have something similar. And when I came, I can tell you that, of course, there may be people who you can say that maybe on the more in the right wing that pushes Israel and just say whatever about Israel is fine. And I think that the complexity was about more about the people who felt like described themselves as liberals and progressive. And I think that now many people after October 7th just feels like they wanna reach out or once again reconnect to Israel. I think that each and every country has its own problems and each and every community has its own problems. It's not just about just about the BDS or just about these marchings. I think that is there are also like advantages and disadvantages. And this is actually something that I'm trying to explore and trying to understand each and every country that I'm coming to see, again, what are the needs, what we can do, what I can help with, and what I want you to help me, us, the people in Israel. And I think that at the end of the day, you know, when October 7th happened, I got so many messages, WhatsApp messages from the people in the South African community. And I was shocked because I thought, but guys, you had these protests and you had these marches and you're asking me how am I? So I think this is the connection, and this, and you know, in each and every place that you are, you think that maybe others have much more complicated situations or bigger problems. But I think that at the end, in Australia, in France, in South Africa, today it is a complicated situation to be a Jew.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. Nachshon, we're out of time. We're going to leave it there. But for those interested, you'll be taking part in the Aliyah Expo 14th and 15th of September.